Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
Hello, and welcome to our Lenten Reflections. This year, we're heading to the cinema. Each day, we take a look at a different film and discuss how it relates to the day's gospel reading. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, author, film critic, and all-round good bloke. Right, we're moving on now, Peter, to the fourth week of Lent and the Sunday. The film you've picked for us today is The Miracle Worker.
Yes, James, the stories of the Gospels of these Sundays of Lent are from St. John's Gospel. They're rather long stories, longer than many of the stories in the synoptics. We had last week the woman at the well in Samaria, and this time we have the man born blind, which is a great story and can be dramatized very nicely with a lot of speaking parts. I always wish the gospel could be proclaimed in that way, both the woman at the well and this one. But we've got a film that's one of those very edifying films that made a great impression almost half a century ago and has been remade a number of times, and it's the story of Helen Keller, and it's the miracle worker and Annie Sullivan, her teacher, who was able to not give Helen Keller actual sight, but was able to enable Helen Keller, blind and deaf, to be able to communicate and so have a new life. So I think it's very appropriate for a dialogue with this particular Sunday's gospel.
I wanted to teach you everything the earth is full of, Helen. Everything on it, it's ours for a wink and it's gone. And what we are on it.
It's a fine film, and Anne Bancroft and Patty Duke both won Oscar awards for their performances as Annie Sullivan and Helen Keller. And it's Helen Keller as a young girl. In the gospel, the man born blind is a particularly interesting character. He's a bit cheeky in a way that he does ask for sight, but the authorities then are suspicious. Where did he get his sight from, or is he pretending that he really wasn't? And then when they realise he was, they ask that terrible question, who was to blame? Was it his ancestors? Was it some kind of sinfulness that he inherited? And in a way, that's a question that does come up, I think, with a lot of people who are ill. There are, of course, physical hereditary illnesses, but sometimes there's a tendency to blame people in the past, you know, for what afflicts somebody in the present.
You're making me think a little of the Val Kilmer film we talked about.
At First Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting because that was in the context, again, of somebody who needed his sight back, but Jesus, as with this story, doesn't impose his will. Yes, you must see, but rather it's the will and the desire of the person. And at First Sight, his girlfriend was so eager that he receive his sight, but that actually wasn't his own desire. So it's an interesting thing that, as you mention, and I hadn't realized, but the films that explore blindness and sight really raise these questions of what is best for the person in the condition rather than do-gooding, sympathetic people standing round about. And that Jesus always has, you know, what would you have me do for you? And the parents then of Helen Keller get Annie Sullivan, and she finds a way of contacting Helen Keller and opening up a new world, giving her, inverted commas, new sight.